Blog Talk Radio.
So come on, let's ride to the liquor store around the corner. The boy said it wasn't 10 and 2, but I really don't wanna.
Ooh, you already know, baby. It is your boy, Tetra, for the B and the Lives. You feel me, Doctor?
B to the L to the A to the Z. I feel you all day, baby.
Hey, Doctor, I feel dancing right now. So put on some of that, speak Americano, but you know what I'm saying? But let me mix it up a little bit.
I feel you, man. Let's do it right now.
Come on, let's go and find some kicks.
Blowing up the studio with the bass. You guys already know, baby. You know who this is? It's that doctor.
Ooh, it's that doctor.
It's that doctor.
It's that doctor.
Blowns. Welcome to the Dr. Bones and Tetra Show, everybody.
Hey, I'm not going to lie, guys. My ears are bleeding because I was really loud.
Dude, loud, beautiful, Jesus-like. That's all I have to say.
Hey, doctor, guess
what's up,
what?
Man? What happened?
I like my woman like I like my McDonald's. Hot and spicy. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, I like them hot and cold.
You know, sometimes I go to McDonald's, I'm like, hey, can I get a, I don't want a hot spicy because it's too much. Can I get a cold and mild? Do you guys have that back there?
You guys have a cold and mild back there? And then some big black dude pops out of the ground, and he's like, I have a cold and mild in my pants. And then I'm like, whoa.
I'm hungry, but not that hungry. I don't want a Big Mac. Can I get a medium Mac? Would you take out the middle bun or something?
And then little Chanchito, little midget Mexican guy, comes out, and he's like, you want a medium Mac? Okay, bro. And he takes a dump in the hamburger, and I'm like, whoa!
Whoa, that is not what I wanted.
This show's dirty starting right off the bat. But, guys, I feel so great right now. I can't even explain it. Like, I just feel, don't you feel so good, Tetra?
Actually, I feel great. Thank the gods for this beautiful weather outside,
that's
guys.
That's what I'm saying. I think that's why I'm so happy, because it's raining like crazy right now, man. It's just, it's so beautiful. Don't you? One of my favorite experiences is getting a kiss in the rain, you know? It's like, you feel the rain falling on your face, and you're like, you know what I'm
saying? I wouldn't know, doctor. Only in movies.
Oh, my bad, dog. But, moment of silence. Moment of silence for Blas Valdez. But anyway, we have some juicy gossip about Sammy from the Jersey Shore.
Oh, yeah. We're talking about this, weren't we? Like,
yeah, we're talking about it, looking at it.
You guys know the Jersey Shore. Everybody knows the Jersey Shore.
Yeah,
I know the Jersey
Shore.
Yeah,
I know the Jersey Shore.
Right. Yeah, okay, so, you know, breaking news. It's like freaking 3 weeks old, guys. But, you know,
dude,
some news.
Yeah.
Sammy's sweetheart herself. She's a nudie on the internet.
Nudie. And I'm not talking about, like,
I'm not talking about nipple slip. No.
Yeah, it's not a nipple slip. This is like a... I'm about to smush.
I'm talking about going to Pound Town, doing what you do, you know, putting in the number two. I'm sorry, guys.
I'm about to spread the mayonnaise, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, like, she's, yeah, I mean, I think it was Ronnie who leaked it, you know, because he's tired of her. She's sneaky.
He's so stinky. I mean, Ronnie goes up to the clubs and then comes back in bed. Hey, baby, can I smush?
He's like, let me go. He's like, please, can I
smoke? He's not drunk. Please.
Let me smoke, please.
Look how sincere I'm being. Please.
You smell this stripper sweat? Yeah, that's African nut juice, baby.
African nut juice. Oh, yeah, it's a new body lotion, baby.
It's called Spank.
And then you start spanking her. Oh, you like that?
So, guys, real quick, intro, courtesy of DJ Blend.
DJ Blend, all day. Mine was Mika, that's his name, song Grace Kelly. It's a beautiful song.
Wait, guys, we got Elliot Lip on tonight.
We have Elliot Lip, an amazing DJ artist. You know what? I'm going to ask, I think he's a producer slash DJ person, but I'm going to ask him if he knows, like, he's heard of DJ Blend stuff, you know? He probably does.
He might have, yeah, like, but you know, Elliot, he's a great guy. I heard some of his songs.
Yeah, they're juicy, guys, and, I mean, really good stuff. I have breaking news, guys. This is, like, something that me, Jim, and Tetra have been working on, like, so, so much. I'm not even kidding. This is, like, really good.
You're not even kidding, guys. Look at his face.
Look at my face. It's beautiful, black, and handsome. Starting April 20th. Mark it on your calendars. Get your pens out. Get your feather pens out. Get your ink pens. Do it. Get whatever you got to get.
Let me carve it into my chest real quick. Let me shave it in.
Charve it in.
No.
Get it in, man. But listen, as Stanley said, no, look, seriously, guys, let's get real. April 20th.
All right, 3 days after something. Okay, what is that?
April 20th. I don't know what April 17th is, but April 20th.
Uh-huh.
Look, guys, we're going to start having this thing on the show called Warped Wednesdays.
He's lying. Joke's on you guys.
Just kidding. No, seriously. April 20th, guys. Warped. Because, you know, it's starting to get hot outside, you know? And when that happens, you know, Warped Tour is around the corner, guys. Vans Warped Tour. You know, the tour that comes around every year with all the best bands, all punk bands, you know, trying to put their name out in the world. Vans Warped Tour's coming around. But me and Jim were talking about this the other day. We were at Chick-fil-A, and I was like, Jim, we got to do something big on the show, you know? Because, like, you know, we've been having these guests on randomly, you know? It's like, it's not consistent, you know?
But it's good.
No, don't get me wrong. Our show's amazing, better than any other show. But I want it to be, like, consistent, you know, like something that people can look at. I mean, we've had the YouTube showcases, but that's, like, sporadic, you know? So I told Jim, starting April 20th until August 7th, which is Warped in Phoenix, guys. It's going to be at the formerly known as Cricket Pavilion, but it's now, like, Ashley Furniture or something. Stupid. So stupid. Look at this. He's having an asthma attack. So dumb. But, yeah, starting April 20th with the Bad Rabbits. They're going to be at Warped. After that, I think it's Lion Eyes, another great band. But, guys, we're going to be – every Warped Tour band that's going to come on here, we're giving away a shirt, some CDs, and stickers, dude. So
What in the butt?
That's what Sammy said. That's three times of the goodness, guys.
You guys, Sammy's not dirty, okay? She just has needs. Your bone's taking us way out of proportion.
Okay, tell me she's going to smash every single night.
Oh, dude, okay, because she's a woman. She's not a girl.
What does that mean?
Doctor, my fetish is the girlies, but the women, not the girlies. You know what I mean? At your age,
hold
not your
on,
shoe
hold
size.
Hold on a second. Hold on.
And maybe we could do the twirlies. You know what I'm saying?
You just said she's a girl, so that means she smashes every night. So every girl smashes every night?
Most of them, because, you know, not really, but...
I'm sorry. It just didn't make any sense to me.
Dude,
like,
you know.
Like, Miss Tandon smashes every night, you know? It's in my head.
I bet you she does, dude. Like, with her freaking scotch-ass stand underwear.
That's so disgusting. She rubs curry all over her face.
Oh, anyways, guys.
Get it on.
We're going to have a great interview right now. Should I set this up right now?
Not yet. Hold on. I'm just kidding. Yeah, you want to set it up? Yeah, it's about right, because I'm going to play the song right now, guys. I just want to say, his music, it's really good. Tetra, can you say it? I'm building the suspense up, you know?
Guys, I don't know how to say it except genius with a pen and a paper, but not a pen and a paper with the beats and the ones and twos.
This reminds me of, okay, everybody close your eyes listening. Close your eyes. I do this a lot. Close your eyes. Okay, you're walking in a forest, right?
Don't touch me.
Dude, my eyes are closed. You're walking in a forest. It's a nice green forest. Close your eyes. I see you. Close your eyes.
Uh-huh.
You're walking in a forest, nice green forest, trees everywhere.
That is a fire!
No, you're walking, and then all of a sudden you see this old man. He's like, come here, lad. And you're like, what the heck? He's a weird old man, but wait, he looks like his dad. You go.
Ooh, he's big and strong and muscular.
You go sit next to him. Dude, my eyes are really closed right now. You go sit next to him. I don't know where I'm going with this. You sit next to him, and he's like, hey, take a hit of this meth. And you're like... You're like,
you still in his lab, but he's like, hey, we're going to talk about the first thing that comes up.
Hold on. He's like, shut up for a second. He's like, His name's Jorge, and he's like, take a hit of this meth. And you're like, I don't do meth. But then you're like, wait, this could be my dad. So you take the meth, and then you go on this crazy trip. And this song I'm about to play, The Outside, Mux Mool Remix by Elliot Lip, this is what's going to be playing in your head while you're on a meth trip with this old man who stinks like sweatiness, but kind of looks like your dad, you know? So I'm going to play right now. Tetra, you going to set it up?
I guess so, man. I don't even know what the hell is going on right now. I feel like flabbergasted right now about what you just said.
When I was talking, I was injecting meth into Tetra, so that's pretty much what happened. It's either going to fall at any minute. Don't worry about it. But this song's called The Outside by Elliot Lip. I hope you guys enjoy it. I hope you guys
Soccer.
Enjoy Elliot Lip, man.
Let me go set this up, man.
Set it up, man. This song's called The Outside, Maximal Remix, Elliot Lip. I love you.
Brooklyn, you know, every now and then.
Yeah, exactly. How's it out there right now? Is it nice?
Yeah, it is. I've been sick the last few days. I haven't really been outside at all, but it's pretty warm. It's getting there. It's
yeah.
Almost spring.
Yeah, it's true. It's like 1,000 degrees over here, so.
Elliot, just wanted to know, while the fog was playing, you know, you couldn't see it, but I was over here dancing like a madman, you know, flailing my arms and everything.
He was.
It's called the four step. It's like four square and the two step mixed together, you know?
Nice.
It's beautiful stuff, man. All right, so
thanks.
for the listeners out there that really don't know much about electronic music or like whatever you do, can you give like the people like a little backstory, you know, how you got started and just stuff like that?
Yeah, well, I started out, I was making beats for like MCs and just for friends of mine that were rapping, and I honestly just wanted to give them something to rap over, you know, and so I started making beats for fun, and then I got more and more serious about it, and I started getting into people that were putting out instrumental hip-hop records like RJD2 and DJ Shadow and stuff like that, and just got more into that underground scene of like, instrumental hip-hop music, and that eventually led me into all different styles of electronic stuff too, you know, like electro and, just dubstep and all their styles of music, you know?
Yeah.
Good stuff.
In about, 2004, I had a record come out on this label called Eastern Developments, and it was a guy by the name of Prefuse73 had started this label, and it was it's an indie label, and it that was pretty much what got my foot in the door was that record, and then since then I've done a few other releases with other labels, and now I got my own label, and I'm doing everything, you know, totally independent, and just touring, you know, most of the year, doing shows, and looking for new artists to put out on my label.
That's good stuff. Now, that's what we're gonna talk about, your new album, Peace, Love, and Weed, I think it's called. So, how did you formulate that whole album? Like, how long did it take you to do that stuff?
That album was pretty much done I had a bunch of rough drafts of songs that I was sort of sketched out. And then it took about 6 months for me to really get in and finish up all of those tracks.
Yeah.
And, and that album was mostly based on I had the cover art and the concept of the record before I was even done with all of the tracks.
Dude, that's exactly what I was about to say. You have, that album right there, I'm not even going to lie, it's like one of the best cover arts in the world. It's like...
Thanks, man.
I'm not kidding. You have the heart, and you have the piece, and then you have the weed leaf, and it's all like mixed together, you know?
Yeah, my friend Zoe did that. Yeah, it was a silkscreen piece that she made when she was in college.
Yeah, it was like super trippy. Because I was looking at it, and I was like, it's got the heart. I was like,
I love it. I love it.
It's super tight.
I have an eye orgasm every time I look at it.
Every time. So,
right on.
You got a question for him, Tetra?
Oh, I was, what DJs, like, if any, inspire you, kind of, you know, for the music you make?
For the music I'm making, I mean, there's a lot of, I really like Bass Nectar. I like his approach and how he approaches his live set with his bringing the whole experience, you know, to the crowd.
Yeah, totally.
That's a guy that I end up playing with a lot. I'm touring with him later this month. Just his whole light show and the energy he brings to the stage, and he does these long, like 2-3 hour sometimes sets, and I just think I'm really inspired by him as a DJ. I mean, musically our styles are completely different, but as far as just like he's always been someone since I met him, I've always looked up to him just as how he's able to put his show together, you know.
Yeah, totally.
Another one is Daddy Kev. He's another DJ producer and just. Overall, he's just like he's out in LA, and he's the guy that started the Low End Theory night in Los Angeles, and he's kind of been the guy holding that whole beat scene in LA together, just brought it up from the ground up, you know.
Yeah.
And he runs a record label, Alpha Pup Music, and they're pretty solid. Just about every release on their label is awesome. I just recently got the new. There's a new one by this guy. I think his name is pronounced Monopoly, or it's Monopoly or Monopoly. I don't know. But it's just another one of those great LA, you know, beat records.
Yeah.
Daddy Kev is another DJ I'm super influenced by.
Totally. A question I had is like, this may be totally random, but like, you know how like a lot of DJs, they have like get ups and like outfits? Have you ever like considered that, you know?
No, not really. But I mean, I try to stay a little stylish with it, but sometimes when I'm on tour, I don't really get a chance to do laundry or change, so I just have to buy new clothes all the time.
Yeah.
But I don't really have a get-up, but I have considered it, man. I buy a lot of like 70s funk records.
Yeah.
And I think people should really bring back the whole costumes on stage thing. You know,
seriously, that's no doubt, dude. Like,
it's pretty cool.
It is. Have you ever heard of a DJ called DJ Blend? Have you ever heard of him?
DJ who?
DJ Blend.
No, I don't know DJ Blend.
There's this, okay, I'm going to hit you. This is a dude named DJ Blend. I was at this rave this one time, and he wore like a Chucky mask, right? And like, I ain't even kidding. He came up there and he started like spinning his stuff. I was like, oh, this is tight. And so he goes down, he pops up the Chucky mask, and, like, the eyes start glowing. I'm not even kidding, dude. I was, like, tripping out. It's, like, the craziest thing I've ever seen in my life.
The first time I saw it, I started crying. I'm not even going to lie to you.
Yeah, I'd probably cry.
Dude,
that guy's crazy, man. But, yeah, so there's this event coming up, April 9th, this Saturday at Big Sur.
Yeah.
Have you ever played in Arizona?
Yeah, I've done a few shows in Phoenix and Tempe, and then a few in Tucson as well.
Yeah, totally. This is going to be tight.
Oh, I've been through a couple times.
It's like a festival, I guess. It's going to be like the first annual one, I think.
Yeah. There's a bunch of cool people. There's Cut Chemist, Spank Rock, Diplo, Boys Noise, Diesel Boy, and me and Craddy and Anacia. This girl Anacia is another one of my favorite DJs lately. She's amazing. There's gonna be a lot of good music going on. So I'm excited about it.
Yeah, totally. That's a huge park, and it's tight because there's gonna be like three stages there, so everybody can just like walk around and hit everybody up, you know?
Yeah, it's a water park, right?
Yeah, it's a water park, Big Sur.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It's gonna be tight. What's the
18? I got like one of those random questions.
Yeah, go ahead.
Have you ever played DJ Hero?
Have I ever played what?
DJ Hero.
No, I never played that game.
Mm-mm. Really? Like, it's pretty cool. And
I should try it.
You should see how good you are at it, you know?
I should check it out.
You're telling a DJ to play DJ Hero. That's beautiful.
But, like, you know, like, real guitarists can't play Guitar Hero, you know, which is,
yeah.
Like, so, I don't know.
I've played the Rock Band one. What is it? Mm-hmm. Is it just called Rock Band?
Yeah,
I played the one where, like, you play drums.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I played drums on that one a bunch, but I've never played the DJ one.
Yeah, it's pretty tight. I think so. But, yeah, okay, here's a question I have. Well, like, we have a couple more questions. What's, like, because I know, like, so you performed at raves before, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know they get pretty crazy. What's, like, the craziest thing you've ever seen at one, if you have?
Oh, man. Jeez, I don't know. I'd have to think about that. Without
I'll
being
look back
a bunch
tomorrow.
Of old medicine. I've seen some. I don't know. I've never seen anything like that really had me too worried at raves. Raves. I mean, they get a bad rep because there is a lot of there can be a lot of chaos and a lot of drugs and stuff going on or whatever. But really, it's just like. It's just a lot of people getting together to enjoy like live music, and I think that I hate to see all the bad attention that some of the little mishaps at raves can bring to it, and people want to shut them down because
yeah.
I don't know, in reality people have been getting together to like take drugs and listening to loud music since I don't know forever, right?
Yeah, totally.
I mean, but. I've seen some crazy things, but nothing that had me too worried.
Oh, that's cool. All right, so this is the last question we leave like every band that's done here with. What advice do you have in your case would be like for upcoming producers and like beat artists? Like what advice do you have to give to them if they're like in their garage right now trying to make some beats?
Man, I think just to be as original as possible and just try to be unique, and do something different. Right now there's a lot of people just kind of trying to copy whatever, whoever the most popular artists are and trying to do whatever they're doing. Mm-hmm. When in reality, everyone's kind of blessed with their individualism, and that's kind of the best thing you got going for you. Aside from any kind of skill you can learn over, or just techniques you can get down, that's all important stuff too. But just being unique, being individual, I think that's kind of something that a lot of modern producers are missing,
Yeah, totally, man. That's great advice. All you DJs right now listening, dude, listen to Elliot.
That's it right there.
Take
out the note. Put that tattoo right across your chest.
Exactly. All right, guys. So the event is called Soundwave. It's on April 9th. Tickets are $20 to $45. It's an 18-plus show, so all you little kids, you got to stay home. Elliot, thanks so much for joining us, man.
Yo,
Elliot,
thanks for having me on the show, you guys.
If anybody wants to check you out, where would they go to?
Oh, you can check. I got a SoundCloud. It's just SoundCloud Elliot Lip, and then there's ElliotLipMusic.net.
All right, cool, man.
We'll
get some free music there.
Yeah, we'll put it on our site, man. No doubt.
All right, thanks, you guys.
All right, no problem. Anytime.
Yeah, man.
Right. Peace.
That was Elliot Lib.
Elliot Lib comes on the show and does a great job.
He gives good advice. He doesn't have a wife.
Maybe he does, and I don't know, but guess what? I like it. Whoa, Enrique is very loud.
I really thought Mickey was going to, like, F that up and not play.
But Mickey played it. Hey, Mickey, tonight I love you. Nope. Mickey's slow right now because we haven't done it in years.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, when was the last time we've ever played those?
Mickey, you're confused right now, aren't you?
Get out.
Get out of here.
Go make me some tamales, you voice of sex.
What do you want from me?
What do you want from me? What do you want from me?
I bet you do. Oh, whoa, Mickey.
Oh, Mickey. I hate you.
Mickey. Hey, Mickey, would you do anything for love? You think you would, Tetra?
Nope.
You wouldn't. Nope, okay. He wouldn't. He wouldn't do it. So stupid, Mickey.
You and me think of love, but I won't do that.
Doctor, dude, speaking of Milo, have you seen the celebrity apprentice where he freaks out?
Dude, you saw him freaks out and Gary Busey?
Like, I don't know what. I think he misplaces his basket, but it's, like, right next to him.
Yeah.
But he just loses it. Cause, I was watching, was it Conan? No.
Yeah, it was on Conan.
Was it?
Yeah. Dude, he freaks out and he's like, you don't want to mess with me.
I'm a long guy. You know, and he was just losing it.
He's like, don't look at me. And then Gary Busey looks at him even more. He's like,
He's like, me, you gotta calm down, man.
Meatloaf, come here, give me a bite.
Meatloaf takes off his shirt and then clamps his titties in each hand and smashes his skull.
It's just crazy stuff, man. All right, we got like 3 minutes left in the show, guys. That's what Mickey's saying. I hate that dude. I don't even believe him. Maybe it's like
he has a Mexican time. Like.
I was about to say maybe it's 3 minutes in Mexico, but like right now we have like 50 minutes left. So shut up.
We got 30-minute shows. 50 minutes left.
Mickey doesn't know what he's talking about. But guys, tomorrow, what are we gonna do tomorrow? I don't know. Well, excuse me, we're not gonna have a show. No. But
Tomorrow I'm gonna be doing what I do.
We're gonna do a little review tomorrow on the Maryville Dance. I'm going to that. I'm gonna check that out. You know, with my sister. You know, I want to throw this out there. Summer's getting mean. My sister, guys, her name's Summer. She's just getting meaner and meaner. Doesn't she just roast people?
Yeah, like I mean, she's pretty much a demon.
Exactly. And another demon you saw this week at Maryville. You remember that?
Melissa.
No, guys, Tetra made his reappearance at Maryville, and to say the least, he hates it. I mean, it's so nasty, though, you know?
It's filthy, guys. Like, I'm sorry if you go there. I'm dissing it.
Yeah, there's gum on the floor. There's this terrible thing. But when you first saw Melissa, she's so tiny, huh?
She's so, I don't remember the last time I've seen her, but I saw her.
Yeah.
She's, like, up to my waist.
I know, exactly.
It was a funny thing, like, she was hiding behind me. Like, Melissa stands directly behind me.
You
don't know what she's there.
Exactly. Like, and then when my friend Vernice, Tetra just ran away from her. He's like, oh. He just kept running away. I was like, oh, forget that dude. But
yeah, well, I don't know what to do, man.
Exactly. But yeah,
we saw Mr. Kira.
Mr. Kira, he's growing out a full beard now. He's not even chops anymore. Dude's like a full beard, you know?
Yeah, like it's not even like whatever.
He's all scraggly and like his room stinks and you know.
Hey, when we get famous though, you know, and people ask, who's your favorite teacher?
Kira all day.
Like, legitimately, never had a better teacher than him.
Mr. Kira's my second favorite, man, but Kira's is tight, man. He's legit.
Like, he's one of the funniest dudes you ever meet.
You little kids going to Maryville, take Mr. Kira's class. Take biology honors. It's not even honors class. It is, but come on, really.
Like, I don't know anything about biology right now.
I don't know anything about biology, but tomorrow's show, I mean, tomorrow's just going to be us. Me and Tetra, it's going to be super fun. Hey, throw some prank calls in, you know? We'll do what we do. We'll do that. I'll review the Maryville Dance Company. Me and Summer are going to go. She's going to roast people. It's going to be good.
We'll get some callers on.
We'll get some callers on, man. Jump on the line. I just want to say real quick, for the callers that have been calling in and, like, raising their hand, my bad, because, you know, we've been having, like, guests. They stay on for a very long time. You know, like,
yeah, they leave, like, 2 minutes before we're supposed to get off.
Exactly. I mean, what are you going to say when you come on? Oh, I want a roast beef pizza with topping. Get out of here.
What did I want? I want a meatball sub salad.
He changed it on us. Like, we were talking to him, then all of a sudden he's like, I want a meatball sub. I'm like, get out of here.
He's like, hey, blase, I got this.
We have like 13 seconds left, guys. This is Dr. Bones.
You already know, baby. It's your boy, Tetra.
All day, every day. Trippy Mix by DJ Blend. I love you guys. See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Come on, let's go and find some kicks. She don't love me, she don't love me, she don't love me.